Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. It is Wednesday, June 14th, Rate Hike Wednesday, and I have with me today John Rubino. John, welcome.
Hey, Chris.
Well, I guess we have to start with the rate hike. You know, and I've written all these articles recently called, I'll paraphrase, when is a rate hike not a rate hike? And a rate hike is not a rate hike when all the Fed does is announce that rates are going to be higher, and then they quietly wander over to the interest on excess reserves portion of their monstrous machine they've built and dial that a little bit higher. And now all of a sudden, they don't have to hike rates in the usual way, which is to reach into the market, pull cash out of the market so that the interest rates rise out there in the wild. They do something else. They just charge, they pay more on the monies that the banks are holding with them. And so now the banks have a choice of saying, well, should I leave my money with the Fed or should I charge more to my buddies? And that's what makes rates go up, is because the banks have access to a higher rate of return that the Fed is paying to them. So a rate hike in the past used to mean pulling money out of the market. Now it means paying more money to the banks, if you can follow that little contortion. That's the world we live in. That's why I think today there was a big snooze across almost all asset classes, except for gold, which got sold long and hard as soon as the FOMC stuff started to come out, which of course happens every time the FOMC talks.
Yeah, that is true. Every time the Fed talks, gold goes down. It's almost like the Fed's got its eye on gold when it crafts its statements, you know, because the effect is so consistent.
Yes.
And you know, you would think by pure chance, it would be a 50-50 thing, right? Sometimes
yeah.
It goes up, sometimes it goes down when the Fed speaks. But every single time, without exception, the Fed speaks and gold goes down. So, yeah, I think the idea that that they have lost interest in gold and don't consider it to be an alternative form of money is demonstrably untrue. You know, they're still paying attention and they're still manipulating it via lots of different means, mm-hmm. because gold, as an older competing form of money with the current crop of fiat currencies, when it goes up, that's the same thing as saying the dollar and the euro and the yen are going down, which means the guys managing those fiat currencies are doing a bad job, and nobody wants to be seen as incompetent, especially in a system where the currency only exists because of people's confidence in the ability of central banks to manage them. You know, nobody wants that to happen. So one of the ways that they maintain their credibility is to keep a lid on gold. Eventually that lid is going to blow off, but apparently not today. This isn't the day that is going to happen.
No, not today. But I'll tell you the other way that they maintain this confidence, and it is all a confidence game, is by keeping equities bid and well bid and all of this. And so every time there's been even a minor wiggle down in equity prices for years now, there's been these mysterious rescues. And listen, all I want to know, John, look, we've seen the balance sheet of the Swiss National Bank, for instance. And by the way, the Swiss people, if anybody from Switzerland is listening, you are a proud owner through your central bank of vast gobs of equity prices, equity holdings from the United States, Apple, GE, Dow stocks, S&P, you name it, because your central bank is busy printing money out of thin air, buying risk assets in another foreign nation, which, by the way, I don't think should be allowed at all. But here's how this works. If the Swiss National Bank does well at this, everything's okay. And if they don't do well at it, you, the people of Switzerland, are on the hook for any losses that might come forward. And that's going to come right out of your taxes. It's going to be a real horror show. And by the way, the Swiss National Bank is going to take losses on those. That's just the way these things work when you're buying at these extended prices. And so this idea that we have, at least in the Swiss National Bank and the Bank of Japan, and we also know there are other central banks participating through the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, we know that they're all buying all kinds of things to try and keep everything propped up. Look, I'm okay with that for 6 months, maybe 8 months, maybe 9. But 9 years? Nah. because what hasn't happened is the growth hasn't come back to support any of that. And if you read the Federal Reserve statement today, it was, John, it was like I was reading, I was in the insane asylum, and I'm reading the rantings of somebody who's completely unhinged from reality, because they talked about all of the things that they wanted to say, which was, let me look at the FOMC statement right now. Well, job gains have moderated, but have been solid on average since the beginning of the year. And the unemployment rate has declined. Household spending has picked up in recent months, and business fixed investment continues to expand. Like, listen to all of this. Everything's expanding. It's firmed. It's good. All of that stuff. As soon as you dig into these statistics, none of that's true. None of it. Absolutely yeah. None of it. So they're just here trying to maintain the confidence. We're going to say the right words. We're going to buy stocks when necessary. We're going to sell gold if we have to. Also, you can believe in us. It's become embarrassing.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.